Welcome
to
the Sorta Helpful.
I almost said Spotify original.
The Spotify original Sorta Helpful podcast.
Yeah, Sorta Helpful podcast. I'm Blake.
I'm Sonia.
Also known as Lake or Mike or Lynn.
Or Janja or...
Just like all...
Sonja.
All the wrong names I get in the drive-thru order for Tully's.
Did I ever tell you... Did I ever tell you about the time I went to American Eagle?
I thought you were gonna say the time I went to America. I'm like, I'm sorry, you're
no.
living in it. To Thanks American for Eagle, me.
Yeah.
The
so
store,
the store
like,
and
like
the mall,
a, like an Abercrombie Finch kind of store,
the American Eagle store. You know what I'm talking
yeah.
about? There's only one American Eagle.
Well,
in
listen,
the mall,
I'm
in the in Destiny, USA.
Yes. No, 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 no. You went to Destiny yesterday?
No. This was a long time ago. Mm. And I went to try on a pair of pants, and I went to the dressing room, and the it was kind of loud in there. You know how fucking loud they play that annoying-ass music?
Mm-hmm.
So I was trying to try some pants on, and the girl asked me what my name was, and I said Sonia with a J.
Mm-hmm.
And they put Janja.
I think I kind of, like, I heard Janja,
because,
but I don't know.
Because at
this.
The time, that was the funniest thing.
Sonia
with a J.
Oh, that person.
I don't know what the... Maybe it was Jonia. I don't remember, but the J was the first letter.
That's fine.
All right.
You got new glasses.
No, I didn't.
No?
I just found them. Yeah.
Wow.
Because I buy my glasses in, like, a bulk. So, like, I, like... When I order new glasses, I get, like, four different pairs.
Mm-hmm.
This was from, like, last year's. Order
so last year's season
it
last
is
I love how we've condensed to just one mic and you are now closer than ever because you're like I don't know, it's funny.
What
you're like, oh, I'm loud as fuck, and now you're just
no, because when I was back here I wasn't loud.
Okay, then. Well, that's no, I can't relax. Okay, never mind.
We can't relax.
We can't. We always have to be on edge. We always have to be alert.
Relax.
Yes.
Okay, what are we talking about today?
What were you
change.
Breaking down?
A lot of change.
Changes. Sing away. Change. Don't want to be.
I don't know the words, dude. But it is a great.
It's on the Shrek soundtrack.
It's a good song.
It changes.
It's literally, yeah. I
we
think
do
it's...
be changing, and that's so silly.
No, there's
that's...
a lot of change happening.
No, there's a lot of change happening in the world.
Maybe we need to start editing.
I'm what?
Maybe we need to start editing. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's move on.
So, change.
Yeah.
Something that happens. Happens all the time. What's your breakdown of it? Give it to me.
I am someone who cares a lot about really small things and people. So, when I sit down and I really think about it, like, oh, this person's gonna leave in, like, a year. It makes me really upset.
Oh, you... Does their... Wow.
Like...
Their path of life is just leading that down that road.
And I'm not a part of it.
I mean, I can say the same for you, man. You're gonna fucking leave me soon. And that's sad. No, for me.
We're not talking about this today. I changed the topic. We're not talking about change. I can't do it. I just can't do it because I will cry.
Well...
I've been having a lot of emotional spells. I don't know why, because it's like, I literally was watching a video yesterday after I got my massage on TikTok, and it was just like a POV of this, of like a, the night before a breakup.
I fucking
cried. I couldn't keep it in.
And that shit's real, though.
No, I've experienced it. And
me too?
Like, that shit's, it's really sad, because, I'm not getting into it.
Is it
it's
the one
sad.
Where they're like at the kitchen sink or something, they're washing dishes, and like the other one like wants to do the little behind the back kitchen, like, snuggle, and then they just, like, push you away.
No, but that's fucking sad.
I think I saw something similar to that. But I agree that when you can definitely tell that something's wrong or something's coming.
Oh, God, I don't even want to. I don't even want to.
This is good, though, man.
No, because I will cry.
You know, and like, that'd be the first time that any of us, either of us have ever cried on
this podcast. We can't do this.
No?
Real men don't cry on this podcast.
Real men don't cry. Oh. You can do it.
I can't do it because I won't stop. That's the thing.
It's all good.
I am due for a really good cry.
Well, listen, man, I did a really good cry a while ago, so I'm all set.
You know, I'm a little behind.
My little meter started from zero again.
Must just be nice. I need to
get it over with. I mean,
but not on here.
Come on, that's a good topic, though. You brought it up. You could have kept it to yourself.
A lot of change. A lot of change. I'm gonna get into something really dark. Okay. Mm-hmm. The really dark side of
dramatic
change.
Dramatic music kicking.
Death.
Oh, no.
We're okay, not talking about there you go. See, yeah. I didn't want to talk about it. That's a major change. And that's what I'm thinking about.
That's a different day, though.
I can't stop thinking about it.
Okay, you know what? Because I've got insight on this.
I can't stop thinking about it.
Is it finally the death episode?
It's going to be the death episode.
It's the death episode. Oh, fuck.
I'm scared of my dog dying.
Fuck.
I love that song.
What the fuck? I will admit, yes.
My dad, my mom.
Yeah.
Because they're old.
Okay, this is insane now because we're experiencing the same thing right now.
Yeah.
Like, I was experiencing the same thing this week. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Mitski's newest album came out. And it came out with this song. It's called My Love, All Mine, I think. My Love, Mine, All Mine. It's a really fucking good song. Okay. And it basically is about having all this love and not knowing what to do with it, because when you leave, you know, it's, where's it gonna go?
Please.
The waterworks are starting on Sonia.
Please, dude.
And it's like, that is my newest, that's my number. If I had an interview and someone asked me, what song makes you cry? Like, I will always say Forever and Now on, like,
what's it called?
Mine,
I'm
gonna
put it on the, what do you call it?
What? You're gonna play in the background?
No. What's it called?
Mitski, My Love.
My Love, Mine, All Mine.
Yes. My Love, Mine, All Mine. It's so sad. Dude, it's gonna
copyright
make me cry.
Probably. It's like this is the episode Who Cries First. who's gonna cry first?
Well, I mean, I'm not gonna cry now, but like
you walk out of this room, dude.
Look at the tissues.
Look at the shards. Forest Green sweater.
What? Oh, yeah, her merch.
It's kind of, actually, never mind.
Mm-hmm. But she's like, yeah, Moon,
that's how I feel.
Moon, tell me if I could send all my love up to you. So when I die, which I must do, can you shed all your light onto her or someone, like her baby on Earth? But that shit made me cry, and it was just been making me think about, like, oh my god, like, I'm 20, like, it's so silly and kind of dramatic, because it's like, dude, we're only 20, but it's like, also, fuck, it's been 20 years, running out of time, like, my life is just around the corner, and I'm gonna die, like, in 10 years, but.
Well, I hope that's not true, but.
It's not. But.
I'm speaking more on behalf of the really old people in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yeah.
That's something I worry about, and sadly I have to worry
about
it. I'm like one of the only people in their 20s who actually have to worry about it, because my parents are old.
Yeah, there are a lot of people who have, like, the parents are like maybe reaching their 80s right now, but
that's crazy,
and it's sad that we don't have control over that. No. but the great thing about it, though, is I think I just heard it on TV last night, and it's like that's the reason why we have death. Like, death gives life meaning.
Yeah,
and,
it does.
You know, it makes you realize that there's a timer on things. But it's a big freaking timer. It's a big little egg sitting on the stove, and it'll click when it's ready.
It's a big timer, but it's also, it could be small.
But it helps you to appreciate and be grateful for the people around you and the things around you and experiences.
True.
So, I mean, it has been scary when I would, like, sit outside and it's dark, and I would just, like, zoom out and realize, like, oh, fuck, I'm on a planet. Oh, fuck, I'm in space. Like, oh, fuck, that moon is away from me.
That's a whole another existential, like.
Yeah.
I used to wake up in the mornings and, like, right away I'd think about, like, we are just, there's so much out there that I don't know about. And it was just, like, a whole thing.
Yeah.
And I would freak out.
But, I mean, coming back to Earth, it is it's been really strange on my outlook on how, like, little things matter.
Yeah.
Like, in a matter of, like, it doesn't matter. Not the little things matter. Uh-huh. Like, if I'm late to class for, like, a minute or two and I get shit on, you know, I really want to go up to my professor and be like, zoom out a bit. Think about this. Does it matter to the businessman over in Taiwan right now who's clocking in that I'm late for, like, 2 minutes to my sculpture class in SUNY Oswego? Like,
yeah.
It's not detrimental.
Some random fucking place in New York. Like.
But it's so strange because it just feels like we as humans get so fucking pulled into the now, like, right in front of us that we've got horse blinders on and we can't see anything outside of our perception of our lives, you know?
Yeah.
Putting ourselves in other people's shoes or giving consideration of what, you know, tasks or responsibilities that other people have, but yet we'll shit on them because they didn't do their job right, you know, but they're just doing their job because they were told to do it that way, and blah, blah, blah. Like, is it a paradox? It's just something that's like, it has so many layers to it.
Yeah. It takes a lot of experience to start now.
Inception, I'd say, maybe.
Start fucking opening your eyes and your brain to the world around you. Maybe you'll fucking get your head out of your ass.
Yeah.
I need deodorant. What was I gonna say? I need to start listening to Mac Miller again. I need to listen to Swimming in Circles, probably. Because that's the vibe. That's what we're talking about right there.
Mm-hmm.
Swimming in circles. May he rest in peace.
Everything's cyclical.
That is true.
Mm-hmm. So embrace that change.
Okay, let's just move on, because I can't with this conversation, I don't think.
Well.
What?
You've got the most disgusted face right now.
I got a headache now.
I'm sorry.
No, it's not your fault. It's just... It's the kind of headache, it's the kind of, like, feeling that I need to just listen to music right now. You know what I mean?
All
right.
Well.
That's all, guys.
Well, change.
I'm kidding.
Let's talk about the lighter aspects of change.
Oh, like what? My hair?
Sure, yeah. I cut your hair.
My hair has been cut.
My hair is short.
A lot of people, no one listens to this. No one knows, but...
It's a little shag,
you know? It's a little shag.
A little mullet.
I went a little feral.
A little feral. Yeah.
It might look like a mullet a little bit because my headphones, but.
Yeah. But it's not bad. Mullet's looking on everyone, I think.
Yeah, they're not bad.
And your hair's a little bit more orange.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a little darker.
That's what makes me feel a little more comfy. It's the color. Color does a lot for you.
Yes, it does.
But yeah. Like the future change, like maybe like 2 years from now change. With things like moving on, moving out, starting life.
That's really scary.
It is scary.
But it's also really exciting. I mean.
And I think the way that we can become more comfortable with change to come is thinking about the change that has already happened, that we are now accustomed to and comfortable with.
Yeah, we can apply that to the future too.
For example. It's pretty dark, but my neighbors, I'm pretty, like, close to their dogs, okay? They're, like, my buds, my best friends, you know, we play around, and, you know, sometimes, like, I think at least two of them have passed, and one of them was, like, my baby, my girl, and it was so sad when she passed, but, you know, I think back to that, and I'm, like, you know, it's not that I'm over it. And I'll always, like, remember that experience, that animal and its characteristics and its, like, personality. But I think it's, you know, it's beautiful to have experienced a whole life cycle of something.
Oh, yeah.
Because with humans, we can't experience that like that. We can't be around to see them from baby to old. So from baby to old.
Brilliant.
But, yeah, because that's something, that's crazy. That's something I've been thinking about. You only get, like, maybe the most. Well, you can get a lot about people. I don't know. You don't get the full lifespan of another person around you.
No. Animals are the... I think that's why we get the most upset about animal deaths.
Because their life's so short.
not only is their life so short, but we do see them as little pups or kittens.
Mm-hmm.
We take care of them for their whole life, and then one day they're just gone.
It's crazy.
And sometimes those animals just, you know, are gone because of health reasons, and or maybe even sometimes unknown reasons or cruel people. Mm-hmm. And it's just unfair. Just life is unfair, and when it comes to death.
Why they need to go to the Irwin Resort, mate? The
what?
New ICU, where they're helping take care of all these animals.
Australia?
They just got quinones or something.
What?
I saw a TikTok of...
Jesus Christ.
What's his face? Steve Irwin's son. I forgot his name.
Dude, Steve Irwin, bro. Rest in peace.
Yeah.
But also, fuck him for fucking around with a ray. I think it was a ray. I don't remember.
Yeah, Mantra. Stingray. Mantra. Yeah. Anything else on change for you? What about positive change? Coming here, you know, working, getting that money, tattoos.
I was just thinking tattoos. Yeah. I need to get some tattoos.
Piercings, haircuts.
I need to get some piercing.
Changing of appearance, changing of friend groups, and now you're happier than you were when you were with other people, you know?
Uh-huh.
It's all positive change.
It is all positive change.
Something I can't seem to change is what happens in my brain when I sleep.
What?
My dreams.
You can change those. I mean, you could.
It doesn't work.
It takes
me.
A lot.
But I keep having dreams of people from the past, and it's like, dude, I wasn't thinking about that for like 3 years, and now I'm thinking about this. Like, I don't know.
Well, subconsciously, you're definitely still thinking about it.
Subconsciously, yeah, but why did the dude who was
Lessons.
Managing my little film discs, like, fucking plug that one in for the night and show it in the theater?
It's weird how dreams work.
But yeah, I think that you gotta embrace change.
No, for sure. That's embrace what life it. Is all about. You're never gonna experience like no change.
Yeah.
Like today you're gonna experience a change. 10 minutes later you're probably gonna experience a change. Tomorrow
every minute,
a change.
Every second, every minute.
There's
every
something
second.
Changing. Yeah. Always, whether it's directly or indirect.
Mm-hmm.
So fucking deal with it.
Yes.
So I don't know.
I used to have a hard time with change growing up because of, I don't know, I just was so comfortable with things the way that they were, like physically and figuratively. Maybe it was like the way my house was set up, and then I didn't want to get rid of a certain chair or paint the walls a different color.
And I was the same way. I'm still kind of the same way. I'm kind of like a hoarder in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been getting a lot better with it. What was I going to say? I kind of was messed up as a child because I would think about really dark shit, like, when I was talking about, like, death, obviously. I don't know why I constantly thought about it. I thought I had cancer at one point because I had, these bumps on my neck, and I thought, well, it's a tumor.
No.
And I was afraid to tell my parents because I didn't want it to be like, oh, yeah, you're right.
A thing.
But yeah, I would cry at night as a child just because I was so scared of all this, like, what ifs.
Yeah.
All these what ifs. That's another thing.
Yeah, it was really unknown, but I was super against it. Like, I would get so pissed when my dad would, like, paint a certain wall a different color because I was like, no, that was, like, a constant thing that could have stayed. Like, that could have stayed the same, even though everything else around it changed, which I hate, but, you know, there's nothing I can do about it. Or even, like, I had the idea that I had to keep the same friends that I had been friends with in elementary school with. I thought I was to keep them for the rest of my life. So I was like, I'm gonna put in all this work. I'm gonna put in all this effort, and we're gonna be like best friends since day one, sort of deal. Because I wanted that. And then when I would, you know, when we would drift, or maybe just stop talking, or something would happen, I would get really upset because like, that's it. I fucked up. Like, that's it. I'm never gonna make any more friends. Like,
nah, that's crazy.
Or just get super frustrated because I'm like, no, like, and I would confront them or ask them, I'm like, what happened? And they're like, I really don't know. And I'm like, how can you not know? Like, there's no issue. There was no nothing. And you just stopped talking to me or something. But maybe they just didn't want to say, but
yeah,
that's fine.
you know, people grow out of people all the time without, like, you know, vocalizing it. It just happens. But, like, yeah. I've experienced that a lot, and I've never experienced it before graduating high school. Like, throughout, like, elementary school, middle school, and high school, I had a lot of the same, like, nobody wasn't friends with me mm-hmm. from, like, you know what I mean? I can't explain it, but you know what I mean? Until freshman year of college. All the that's when all of them dropped like fucking flies.
Yeah.
And that was heartbreaking. Like, genuinely heartbreaking, because in my head I was like, I was the fucking bestest friends to these people. They were best friends to me. We did everything together. Like, and all this like shit, and then all of a sudden, just gone.
Dead air.
Like, why, you know? And I thought about, like, you know, texting him, like, what happened between you, this person, and I? Mm-hmm. Just flat out, like, what happened, by the way?
Yeah.
But, and they act okay. I might post something on Instagram, they like it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but nothing. Nothing. I'm like, okay, so this is a little odd. I don't know what to think of this. I don't know what to think of you. Like, have you been fake this entire time? Like, you, what, someone paying you to be my friend? Like, at this point, I'm like, this is fucking odd.
Mm-hmm.
Really fuck. And that sent me into I was in a really bad place. I've talked about this many times before. Freshman year, I was in a really, really, really bad place. And then they decided to do it when they knew I needed them the most. So mm-hmm. I don't know what that says about the fucking people and their perspective of change. Like, oh, yeah, done being friends with this person now.
Yeah, when did they cut the cord?
Okay, I'm gonna wait until freshman year of college to drop this person and never talk to them again.
But see,
in their worst time.
Now I'm thinking.
Oh, there we go.
Oh,
it was the headphone volume.
Sorry, guys. Sorry, nobody listening.
I'm thinking about it. I'm like, man, we're both taking it really personally. We're both taking it like...
No, we have every right to take this personally.
We do, but then I'm like, man, that shit just happens.
No,
like,
dude, this was weird, and you know it.
These people are not aware of it, of what they're doing at all. They have zero spatial awareness, and they're
like,
just
how?
Like... Because they've got other shit to worry about. They're like, fuck, I gotta get a job. I gotta go to college. I gotta do this.
This
and they're like,
make,
oh,
like,
fuck,
it,
I forgot about my friend over
it
here
just
because
doesn't make sense.
They're out of my peripheral vision. They're out of my horse blinders that
you
I'm
gotta,
so focused
you gotta
on.
Think about it. Group, a best friend group. Nobody else involved. Still friends with one of the people, then push one of them out.
Yeah.
And one of these people don't live in Oswego anymore, but they're still best friends.
I really don't
know.
You
can't tell me that is not fucking weird.
Well, I'm not saying it about you, but I'm saying about me. Of like, man, I really took that. Like, I was a little self-centered there when I really thought that, like,
okay, your situation.
That these people would be like, would care so much. Like, they just, I don't know.
They were just assholes on your side.
Yeah.
There's a fucking wall right here. I'm confused as fuck. No shit. Like, good for you. You lost some really terrible people. And
yeah.
You're living life. I don't know. It's just so weird. I don't want to get into it.
It's okay.
Remember when I cried on the train back from New York City?
You did?
Well, you remember? I can't say. I'm not going to name drop. I'm not going to story drop. I'm not going to
because of somebody? I really don't remember.
Dude. Okay. I'll remind you after this.
Okay.
Or not.
You
I
won't.
Forget. That's a change right there.
Yeah.
Memory loss. I don't know. I don't understand it. I don't understand why I have memory loss at 20. But, you know. I don't know.
We've got so much more shit to worry about, I feel, than other people.
We do.
Back then in their 20s, you know. But, because the world just keeps changing and getting more complicated and fucking
changes.
More, like, against us. Like, oh, you want to move out? Fucking pay $2,000 a month.
Yeah.
But we'll pay you,
oh, next
like,
month I'm going to raise it to $3,000.
But we're only going to pay you minimum wage, and you won't make enough for rent, so you got to pick up another job. But there's only 24 hours in a day, but you need to work 40 hours a day, so you're fucked.
I need to spit this gum out, because it's going to make me throw up.
I don't know if I have any paper.
Cha-cha-cha-change. No, don't ruin your book.
It's fine.
Can we go to Clay?
To Clay? Today?
Not today.
Today? You want to go to Target?
Today?
Today?
In Barnes & Noble?
Today?
I can't go back there.
I have too many books. It's insane. When we go to the clay thing, with the actual ceramic market thing, we can go to the physical place of clay to Target this weekend.
Just a full clay day.
Exactly. Full of clay.
I didn't want to go today anyway because I have to study. I have an exam tomorrow morning in organic chemistry.
Yeah, I got to paint today. I got shit to do.
And I got a tutor at 1 o'clock. So.
But 1 o'clock?
Yeah, no, we get like an hour.
Okay. Cool.
But I'm not recording for an hour.
I never.
I'm just saying.
I never assumed.
Dude, I'm just high strung right now. Ever since breaking this up,
you got energy,
dude.
Yeah.
I wouldn't call it energy. I'd call it just pure anger and frustration.
More energy.
Oh, yeah. That might be too loud.
Yeah, look at that spike. Sorry.
Pardon.
We don't have
I'm trying to reword my words because I don't want to say the
that's what I've been thinking about. That's what
that's something.
I am thinking about the future, but in the aspect of like 6 or so months, this coming summer. I'm already thinking ahead, but I have to because I am planning on not going back to my job that I have worked since I was 14 years old.
Yeah.
You know, because I want change. I want to get away from the bullshit.
Yeah.
Right?
You know when you get like random, I don't know if you call them pimples, like right here in your ear, and then you itch it and then it fucking hurts?
Yes.
That just happened.
But I'm trying to find a new gig. I'm trying to find something else. Not necessarily something I'm going to do every summer, but I have been so reliant on this thing, on this job, because it's always been a constant, you know, it always has been from between 2 months, and I was like, okay, this is my number one priority for July and August. Like, I can't do anything else, I can't accept any other obligation or responsibility. But now my summer's completely open, and I'm a little freaked out, because I'm, you know, it changed, and I'm enforcing that change. I could go back, but I don't want to.
Go to the bookstore, work at the bookstore.
I don't read.
Yeah, you do.
I don't.
You read more than me.
I don't read enough. Like,
you
I
don't need
I
to read enough.
Like, I haven't read in a couple weeks. Well, no, because they said like, oh, you need to like, you know that section in their store.
Yeah,
where
the
they have all the recommendations.
Staff
recs? Yeah.
Yeah, but you just
I can't
read
be
it.
Recommended like 10-year-old books, like from Dodie Clark's book or something, or like normal people. Like Sally Rooney, like of course that's like one of the most popular books ever, like
yeah.
I don't know, but
work at a coffee shop, be a barista.
I asked them about that, but I'm not sure if they need the help.
Oh.
But, and if it would be seasonally, the one of the coffee shops in town, Coffee Connection.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, so I'm just like, it's kind of like that scare when COVID hit and I was like, fuck, I need a job because my job is not happening anymore. So then I was like going around town to town, store to store.
Bro's town.
Bro was going from state to state.
So desperate.
And I found my job and it was like the most miserable job ever. So I'm just a little, I feel like I'm floating. I feel like I'm not stuck. I just feel like I'm out at sea and I'm floating and I'm just like,
do you know what's a great show for
up?
This?
Hmm.
Adventure Time and probably Fiona and Cake.
Yeah.
Watch that. I think that's really pertinent.
Pertinent. I just finished Fiona and Cake and I watched
really?
Adventure Time for the third time all the way through.
Really?
So yeah.
I need to finish Fiona and Cake and then rewatch Adventure Time.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna start Adventure Time again. It's so fun.
It's
yeah.
so deep.
It is real deep. It makes me cry.
I love it. It's
yes.
exactly what, like touches on things you talk about.
It does.
And when you said floating, I imagined like a scene in Adventure Time where
I wanna ride a boat. I wanna ride and float. Anyways.
And give me the blanket.
My tooth hurts.
Why?
He said that.
Oh.
My tooth hurts. But I'm sad.
I'll figure it out.
Don't worry, guys. We'll figure it out.
We'll all figure it out. And wow, this is taking forever.
What?
We started late, and
dude, I'm kind of like 30-minute podcast.
30-minute podcast. Whoa. But usually it goes by real fast. Maybe it's just because we're talking out of our asses, but not so much.
I can't believe people sit down here, like where we sit, and they have like a whole like script to follow.
Oh, but that's so boring though.
It's so boring.
And it seems nerve-wracking too, because you don't want to fuck up the script. You know?
If you go off script. And who edits, by the way? I don't edit. We don't edit.
We could. It might benefit
us. We'd lose so much.
We'd lose the authenticity of it all.
We'd lose so fucking much.
But it'd be nice to have someone else edit it for us.
It wouldn't be fun if it was edited. You know that.
Lightly edited.
Like what?
Like, I don't know, maybe, like, silence, or maybe we have
to, silence is important to real life. There's silence in real life.
I'm just one of those people that click off a podcast when I hear too much silence.
I don't think we have much silence.
We don't. I'm just, like, very paranoid about it.
Just, like, conversational silence, like, right now.
I was totally gonna interrupt, too. I was like, I can't do it now. I have to prove the point as well.
So sill. Thank you for shortening your word.
Sorry.
I
love it?
I love shortening words. I do it all the time. Like, I say I'm self-conscious.
And pert. I'm getting the freaking... Ooh, painful. It's because I put my arm up too much. I'm just going to lean like this. Yep. Oh, welcome to the photographs.
That does not...
Lock jaw, like, hello, how are you today? Hello?
Yeah, I got a headache. For real. I might stop by
the calf.
The calf. Thank you.
The cough.
The lek.
The cough con. The lake.
Hard work, work, work. Hard work, work, work.
What's that song? It's
what?
It's stuck in my head.
I don't know what you're talking about. Hard work, work, work. All right.
Snow White and her.
I don't know.
Guys,
your
little friends.
I don't know what it is.
I painted my nails.
I know, I see this.
And I painted my piggies too.
I got
They're like a deep purple. It's called like smoking hot or something.
Smoking hot.
I want to name colors for nail polishes. They're funny. This one's like.
You could probably get that.
Chinchilli or something.
Chinchilli?
This one's Precious Cargo.
Oh, that's cute. I need to go shopping for clothes.
I don't know the other ones. Yep.
Bro's flipping me off.
I'm excited for this weekend. I'm excited for this week.
Why?
I wish I talked super fast.
What's happening?
I don't know. I just want to be optimistic. It's October, and I'm so happy.
Oh my god, it's October!
It's October!
Happy Halloween!
Just like anymore.
I got some pumpkins on my stoop.
We just put up some huge-ass pumpkins on our porch. They're hanging. Yeah. And they got big-ass smiles, and they got like a little scarecrow. Cute.
We gotta. I gotta stop at Spirit Halloween. Gotta see what they got
there
this
yet.
Year.
I don't know what I'm gonna be.
Ah, so we have a couple options on my group. No, I can't believe you just said that.
Cyber Scooby Doo. Renaissance.
Trailer Park Boys.
Renaissance Scooby Doo.
The Poker Boys from No One Knows.
Pokemon.
I would be a Pokemon as Phil Hellmuth. Where him wearing his Charmander.
You should dress up as the professors there, whoever. They're like, I run this arena.
Dude, Sonya?
Sonya.
There is a Sonya.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Who is that?
This is who I'm going to be, probably, following.
He looks like someone who's had allegations against him.
No, you can't say that about Phil.
I don't know who this man is. He just, look at him right there with it says praise on Mr. Beast, but that's not Mr. Beast at all.
What's his name? Fucking Ninja. Tyler Blevins.
Ninja. Blevins. I was like Dan TDM.
This is gonna be me, dude. This is Phil Hellmuth and a fucking.
No, didn't Joe wear that last year?
No.
He wore a onesie too at my party, remember?
No, we were space monkeys.
Oh, yeah. It's just the hood action.
Hard work.
I don't know what that's from. Look, you got a Charmander keychain right now.
I know.
So silly.
No, it's Charmander.
I said Charmander.
Oh, I think it's a Charizard.
No.
It's a Charizard.
I know. I'm just stupid.
I'm sorry. All right.
I just don't know every Pokemon in the decks, man.
Hard work, work, work. Mm. That shit stuck in my head.
You want to end this and go try the caffeine?
Can we please end this? Because we're not talking.
My
about
neck
anything.
Is hurting real bad. All right, this was the death episode slash nothing episode.
We try to lighten up with a little bit of nothing. A
little change.
Changes.
Changes.
Okay, I'm home. Let me get go.
Okay.